Welcome back, everybody, to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here with Fiona Jacob today.
Hi, good to be back.
Today, the five areas to master to be a leader in power. Going to do this quickly and point to five distinct areas where you need, and I need, and all leaders need, I say, to develop awareness, competence, and skills. One is to formulate a vision that is bigger than yourself, in a way that starts to pull yourself forward. Formulating a vision is one thing, but keeping it alive is another thing. So we're
Absolutely.
not going to tell you how to do it here. That'll take too long. We'd speak about the what is needed, a vision that is waking you up to who you are and where your energy, passion, and engagement with life comes alive because you see a future for yourself that's truly inspiring.
I love that, and I love to speak of this, Wilhelm, as a heart's desire. That's something that comes from not good ideas, or I should, or this is how it looks. It's more of a, huh, this is so cool.
Yes.
This would be so exciting if I could do this. This makes my heart sing. It's that kind of energy. So it's a vision with that kind of aliveness and energy around it.
Say the word again, was it? Huh? The
Yeah.
huh factor.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's my vision. You can't figure out the vision. You need to listen for it and hear it in your heart. Secondly, when the vision is in place, you need to learn how to plan your production, meaning your activities to create results from that vision. You don't hold a vision and base everything you do on the past. That's not how it works. You need to hold a vision alive enough, maybe break it down to monthly, weekly horizons so it's close enough, and then plan your activities not from the past, not from the fires and the what's burning and what's urgent, but from often non-urgent stuff that if you engage with it, you move towards your vision. So you need to be able to have your productivity not being forced by urgency, but called forth through impact. So every day, you and I decide on four actions we want to take that day separately, and then make sure that during that day, we return to those four things and complete them by the end of the day. I don't win all four every day, but most of the days, if I don't fall off track like I did for 10 days, I
He was
was
sick.
sick and a few other things. Doesn't matter. We don't need to restart. We just pick up where we left off, and I'm back again with the four focuses per day. Months on end, I've been doing it. It works brilliantly because every day I complete those four things, I feel progress and satisfaction, and I know I moved towards the fulfillment of my vision. And what's not done can be left undone because I focused on the most important things.
That's cool.
So, a vision, a dealing with the chaos of abundance of opportunities to move towards that vision in four single steps per day, 10 to 30 minutes per step. What else do we need to do? Well, you need to develop your authenticity and be better and better at telling the truth about the facts. Separate from the truth of how you feel. Human beings mix those two up all the time, and the feelings do not come from circumstance. They come from your internal world, the thinking you're swimming in and are triggered by. So, the more you can tell the truth about what the facts are, and then how you feel about those facts, and then find a relevant focus aligned with the results you want, that's called living by the code. Facts, feelings, focus, and fruits. Be real with the facts, get raw with the feelings, stay relevant with the focus to have results-driven fruits. So you need to live by the code, we call it.
That's true. And here's the thing, folks. The thing about it is, if we don't tell the truth to ourselves, and or maybe relevant truths to other people, but it is relevant rather than a blurt out, there is no room for transformation because you're working from a false premise. When we can get to the place of telling the truth to ourselves, like, well, I'm a terrible leader, or I'm a bad mother.
I feel very insecure right now,
Oh,
or
whatever. When we get really clear, wow, then something opens up, because the telling the truth to yourself, we're not trying to cover it over, we're not trying to pretend we're something else. We're actually just getting Wow, this is going on for me. Okay. That breaks open something that allows transformation to occur. And we can make small changes if we're just moving the puzzle pieces around. But if you're a leader who wants to experience transformation and freedom and the having it all in all domains of life, it really will start by telling yourself the truth. This is where we have to start.
Yep.
And it will have the biggest impact on your life, more than you could ever know. Because it sounds like a very cliche. Yeah, tell the truth. Yeah, tell the truth. No. There is something that breaks open that transforms you when you start from a place of being with truth.
And if you listen to this and you really look, you will see places in your life, because to me, this never ends, where I'm not telling the truth to myself. Where I'm not satisfied, where I feel insecure, where I've been postponing stuff way too long, where I'm kind of lying to myself about what really goes on, where I'm not addressing the facts of life because I haven't done the work to get clear what the facts even are. So there's always areas where we can expand our ability to be truthful and authentic even more. So we have the vision and you have your daily work towards that vision. It needs to be based on truth. Authenticity. And then there are two more things. One, you need to ensure that you maintain power. So you need to daily invest some time and energy with your body, with your being, with your balance and your business, physically, spiritually, with your family, and with your money in your profession. You need to make sure that every day you take some actions to build and maintain power. And you can't forget one area in life for a couple of weeks and think all of life would work. Family needs daily attention, so does your purpose in being, your body, and your finance and work life.
What you find is when we're living a four-dimensional life in the sense of focusing in on having a healthy body or whatever that looks like to you, connecting with your purpose, having great relationships in your family, and thriving in your business, they all impact each other.
Yes.
And so there's a synergy that gets created when we take care of our body, our business gets better. When we take care of our religion, of our relationships, our business can get better because these are things that drag energy from us when we're not focused on them. And so the synergy that we get by focusing in these four areas is huge. It's beyond what we can even comprehend sometimes.
Yes. So when people struggle in the job, they put more effort and focus on the job. And then they struggle some more with the job and they put more effort and energy in the job domain. Maybe what works better is when you struggle in your job, take some energy and put into your body and rest and recovery and fitness instead. And take some time to increase the time and presence you have with your family and revisit your purpose a little bit. And you'll find more flow and ease at work from spending less time at work with more time with family, purpose, and your physical fitness. So, the last thing to be competent and skilled in is to be able to reflect, to get an awareness. It's beyond awareness, it's to understand that human beings see the world through different filters and perspectives. You need to master catching yourself when your perspective is off and find a healthier perspective. To catch yourself when you're lost in a story about yourself or life that's simply not true and find a more helpful story about life. Like one guy I spoke to yesterday, a client, and he wanted coaching because he never completed stuff. And, give us 8 weeks and we will transform your experience of power, no doubt. We'll just train you in your authenticity. In your ability to understand your perspectives and to build your power on a daily basis. And then some production tips to deal with the overwhelm, and you will move from less power to a transformed experience of power. I had this guy ask me, how do I, come to grips with the fact that I never complete stuff? And I do things well, but then there's always these things left undone and whatever. And after some probing, I asked him, I think you have a image of yourself, like a self-image that is not helpful. You have a perspective about yourself that you don't complete stuff and you can't finish things, however hard you try. Does that fit? He said, yeah, I think so. So what would you call that? perspective on yourself. And he immediately said, Mr. 90%. It was as if he would have said, I'm 182 centimeters tall. I'm Mr. 90%. It was, he spoke about Mr. 90% as if it was a fact about his identity versus an interpretation or a story or perspective that he took on sometime in life and that now proved itself time and time and time and time again. And we had to look a bit, because it is a true story that Mr. 90% was how he saw himself. But the story of being Mr. 90%, that's not true. It's not a fact. It's not like your body's height. It's a made-up story, unsupportive, destructive to what he was up to in life, to think that the only thing he could ever be was Mr. 90%. It was ridiculous. This guy was very accomplished. He's been running a business for 40 years. He's a consultant. He was doing really well. Like, how could he even think that of himself, that he had no ability to finish stuff? Because, anyway, I asked him, what would a different view on you be? And he lit up. His old face was smiling when he said, I'm Mr. 100%. Because he could as well choose to look from the place of, well, I'm Mr. 100%. Not that he needs to do 100% all the time, but that his default mood is, of course I deliver, of course I deliver, of course I deliver. Sometimes I fall short. Versus, I never deliver, I never deliver, I always fall short. You also have a choice on how you see yourself. And reflection is the tool. We call it stacking, a very specific tool that's designed to be transformative, and that you have a coach in your pocket, because it's an app in your phone or a computer. So you don't need a coach to transform your frames. You can do it yourself. So to sum up, this might sound like a lot today. If you want to lead yourself in power, you need to hold a vision that's calling you forward and take daily action towards that vision. You need to be authentic and truthful. You need to make sure that the four-dimensional lifestyle is in place and you build your power every day. And you need to know how to transform a perspective that's not working to a perspective that's working. You get this in place and you will be on a fascinating journey towards an expanded sense of freedom and an expanded sense of having it all in life, meaning you're living a productive and rich life in all four key domains of life. This game is exciting.
This game is so cool. It's the best game in town, I think.
Yes. And read the description to the podcast. There's always some kind of link there to a webpage where you can learn more about what I, Wilhelm Hast, or my colleague and wife, Fiona Jacob, are up to. And learn more. So if that's for you, click on the link and read more about what's available. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.